Hey, joining us now in the studio, one of our favorite guests, Alicia Stockman. Alicia, welcome to the program.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. How's your day going so far?
Good.
I'm calling her a friend of the program.
Oh, great.
She is a friend of the program. Yeah, absolutely.
We're all friends here.
What have you been up to?
I've been busy, I guess. Been playing music. I was at the Rockwell Room last night, which was super fun. I opened for the Nashville Unplugged event that was there, and that was really fun. Yeah.
How did that go? That was a singer-songwriter event.
You're really a singer-songwriter. Cool. It was fabulous. It's the second one they've done, and they're going to do one every month for the next, I guess, until September at least. But I get three songwriters who, you know, you've probably heard some of the songs they've written. You probably don't know their names, but then they start to play the song that they've written. You're like, oh, I've definitely heard that. So it was really cool to kind of, I got to mingle with some of the guys and talk to them and got some sage life advice from Dan Couch, which was really cool. And
he's a big writer with Kit Moore.
Yeah, he writes with Kit Moore. And so that was
really cool. In fact, they named part of his town for him or something. They named it like, what's his song about a truck? I think it's called About a Truck.
Something About a Truck.
Something About a Truck. And they like dedicated some part of the town to something about a truck.
Cool.
I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, super fun. I'm really excited that they are, that Scott and OP Rockwell are turning that listening room into something just like fun to go to and really tailoring to the singer-songwriter. And it's just so cool. I think it's going to take off. And people who were there were really complimentary and they had a really good time. And it's really a different kind of concert situation that you get to go to. And it's one of my favorites to play. It's super fun.
And there's good food.
How
was the food?
It was delightful. They had a banana cream pie that I was particularly fond of. It was great.
And where else have you been playing?
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out where I've been playing. I've actually been doing a lot of behind the scenes. I'm getting ready to release some more singles. So I brought one with me today for you guys.
Excellent.
It comes out on March 8th, and then I have another one queued up for April and May. And yeah, I'm booking my very first tour for the summer. I'm going to go to Colorado and I have two tour dates. So it's officially a tour, but I hope to get some more. So
yeah, you will. You will for sure. We know that. We know that.
So
what are you going to play for us first?
I think I might play you a song that I wrote yesterday.
You know, we love these
debuts.
We love these debuts on the Morning Mix.
Oh yeah. We need another microphone, don't we?
Live on the Morning Mix, Alicia Stockman. Alicia, what's the name of this debut song?
This song's called House on the Corner.
House in the Corner, live on the Morning Mix.
Walking through my neighborhood on a February day, the neighbors digging a foot of snow out of their driveways. I heard you earlier. The end of the street, lonely pink brick house, nobody came to dig that sidewalk out. I stop and study it for a moment. That pink brick house that no one noticed, it's an untold story, it's an unsung song. Are the memories made in those four walls long gone? And when I walk by tomorrow, and in the spring when it gets warmer, I'm still gonna wonder about the house on the corner. There's a cottonwood tree in the side yard, bent and bowed with age. An old swing set around back, doesn't get much play. What's inside is my best guess, curios on display. That musty smell of old antiques, glass portraits in their frames. A thousand questions come to mind about a home that's just a house left behind. It's an untold story, it's an unsung song. Are the memories made in those four walls long gone? And when I walk by tomorrow, and in the spring when it gets warmer, I'm still gonna wonder about the house on the corner. Somebody knows the history of moving days, birthdays, and countless Christmas trees. But what about the day when someone shut the door, turned the lock, and walked away? It's an untold story. It's an unsung song. Are the memories made in those four walls long gone? And when I walk by tomorrow, in the spring when it gets warmer, I'm still gonna wonder about the house on the corner. Oh, when I walk by tomorrow, and in the spring when it gets warmer, I'm still gonna wonder about the house on the corner. The house on the corner.
Going to bring Alicia Stockman back on the program. She's our musical guest for the hour. And Alicia, what are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play another new song. I've been writing quite a bit this year. I've written three songs this year, two songs.
Is this another debut for the Morning Mix?
It is. I'm just, being efficient. Next time we'll have two more for you.
You're just knocking them out. You're like Motown over there.
Best.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, I've been working on this one for about a month, and I feel like it's getting pretty close to being dialed, so we'll see how it goes.
And the name of this song?
This is called Stay Between the Lines.
Stay Between the Lines, live on the Morning Mix, Alicia Stockman.
Cold blue highway wraps around mountaintops. Scenic byway, point of interest, everybody stops. Burning, treading gasoline, the only route from A to B. I'm trying to stay between the lines. Velvet skyline, the night swallows up my fears. Recklessly flying, feed the fire, grinding up the gears. Veil between is paper thin. Highway ends where I begin. I'm trying to stay between the lines. Hold on tight, don't let go. Knuckles white, every mile's a fight for control. Still I'm drifting closer to the edge. Roaring silence, the engine drowning out my thoughts. Numb defiance, how fast can I go till I get caught? Needle pressing ever higher, strange mountain desire. I'm trying to stay between the lines. Hold on tight, don't let go. Knuckles white, Still, I'm trying to stay between the lines. Between the lines.
All right. Very prolific songwriter. That's the type of thing you can do as an individual performer, but you can also bring a band in and really rock that thing, couldn't you?
That would be really fun.
You can also sell it to someone and make a lot of money, right?
That's what
we learned.
Well, she's thinking about that after last night.
Really.
Yeah. So what's the best advice you got last night?
Well, Dan Couch, I'm an ASCAP member, and he was talking to me about going to Nashville and making connections at ASCAP and just really getting into songwriting and learning about, you know, how good are you, and really just being, it's like skiing. When you're skiing with people who are better than you, you become a better skier. And so being around people who are better songwriters brings you up another level. So his advice is just get out there and go. So, well, now I have
We're
going to
lose another one
list.
To Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was interesting because Tim James, I think he said he didn't start songwriting until maybe his 40s.
Yeah, it was later for him. He was a pharmaceutical salesman. He sold Robitussin before that.
And then he wrote a song and it went to number one.
Yeah, just no big deal. It's fine.
We're going to take a quick break for Underwriters. When we return, we're going to talk with Alicia some more. And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Alicia, I wanted to ask you, Alicia Stockman, our musical guest for the hour, I wanted to ask you if you got into this. Did he write for a particular voice? Does he think, you know, this is something that so-and-so, this would be a great song, this is really their voice, or he just writes generically and then sends it out to all of his contacts?
I think for Dan Couch, he writes with Kit Moore. They write together a lot. And then for other people, I think that it just depends. Like some people, that's all they do is they just write songs and then they pitch them to people and it's their own experiences. It's a hodgepodge of things. Or, you know, you're really tailoring it to, oh, this is going to be a great song for this artist and really pitching it towards them. But a lot of times it's a collaboration. So I don't know. I've only done a few co-writes with some friends and that kind of thing. But from what I've experienced in co-writing with somebody, you pull a little bit of both person's life experiences into a song and you kind of come up with this new story that, you know, never happened because it's two people's lives making the truth behind the song. So
sure, exactly. We should do a show from Nashville. What do you think?
I'm in.
Yeah. From Nashville.
I was first thinking, well, we'll get Alicia on the phone from Nashville and she can tell us how she's doing with the songwriters. But why don't we just do a remote show from Nashville?
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And we'll get some other people in as well.